And we say good morning to Jennifer Alvarado. We say good morning and welcome back again.
Thank you.
How have you
Thanks
been?
For having me back.
How have you been?
Good.
And where have
good.
You been? Where have you been? What have you been doing?
Writing new music, releasing new music, kind of touring everywhere.
Have you been performing?
I have a lot.
Yeah. Busy?
I usually do about 200 dates a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Who books that for you?
Me.
Do you? I was going to say, yeah.
There's a few like off that like I will get from somebody else.
Okay. Just trying to make sure you sound good.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we had you on here before here. Uh-huh. So you would be, they say here, redefining what it means to be a country artist in today's music, fusing heartfelt storytelling of the 90s. I love 90s country. I really do. That's some of the best. Unfiltered honesty of alternative rock. You think that's you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's become more me. So one of the very first reviews that I ever had done was they came back and they said it's like Dina Carter meets Alanis Morissette.
Ooh.
And I was like, Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
I can kind of see that. Because people have said, like, it's so weird because your music is like sunshine and then you look at the lyrics and it's like rain. Storms.
So tell us about My Daddy Doesn't Like You.
Yeah. So it's a very true to life story.
I was going
to
say, this has got to be a true life experience.
Yeah,
we don't want to mention any names.
Well, no. I mean, I can.
Yeah.
Very, very true. My husband and my father are, they tolerate each other. I will say that.
I like
now.
That.
But especially when we started dating, there was a lot of just distress.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way I can put it.
Did daddy not like him at all?
No.
Did they not click as two men getting together?
And I think honestly, I'm an only child.
Yeah.
And I think it's the fact I'm an only child and nobody would be enough.
I was gonna say that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then like also like I moved out on my own during that time. And so it was like this whole thing.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think it was just this added thing that just continued on.
Yeah.
And it's just a very true to life story about sometimes you gotta go with your heart and follow your heart, and people may or may not understand.
How are they doing today? How's dad and hubby doing today?
My husband, I feel like he is like the most like patient human on the planet. Like, I mean, he really is. He's like Job. And he will help if my father ever needs help or something like that. Like he goes out of his way to help people.
They're going to come together down the road.
Maybe.
Yeah. They'll come together down the road. Yeah. Yeah. So, how old are you?
I mean, I'm older.
Okay. All right. She didn't want to ask how old she is. Well, I'm just kind of talking about people who are trying to get into the business.
Yeah. I'm older.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am way past the 17-year-old like limit. I feel like once you hit like 30 in the music industry, they basically put like a stamp on your forehead and say, you know, you've got 9 months to like.
Well, so I've got a friend down in York County, Matt Tucker.
Yeah.
And Matt's been over to Nashville and stuff, and he's a country music guy. Matt's been trying to find his voice, his particular voice and stuff. Matt's written some stuff and everything, and Matt may just be the king of Rock Hill. You know, he may be the king of the area around there, which is nothing wrong with that.
No, there's not.
Matt's getting to be, I think he had a birthday the other day. I think he's 38 or 39.
Okay.
He's going to age out of the demo.
Well,
as far as making it and stuff. This is what Matt's told me and stuff. I don't know if that's adheres to you.
I will say this. I think the industry has changed so much. I think you're getting, I think that there is a need and a want for more authentic stuff. Like it's no longer like the cookie cutter. Everybody looks the same. Everybody sounds the same kind of thing.
Right.
And I think we're getting more back into the raw stuff and just the authentic writing. And because I think for so long it was like this kind of pop demographic, especially for country.
Formula.
Mm-hmm. It was a formula.
Very
and
much.
Like if it worked, then you're just going to copy, paste, repeat, you know, over and over and over. And I think people kind of have gotten tired of that and they want something that's more real and they want something that feels more genuine. And can connect. And so I feel like there is more of a rise of people who write their own music and tell their own stories. And I also feel like, you know, age is a number. Like, at the end of the day, age is a number, and it really shouldn't dictate what is good and what is not.
No doubt.
And I think that people see more of that now. Mm-hmm. Like, it's no longer about, I mean, I think it's more of how things make you feel versus, like, this whole little, I mean, it's always going to be easier if you're, like, 17 to 25.
Well.
Like, it just is.
You do know the Outlaws, for heaven's sake, Willie.
Yeah.
And all the boys who weren't going to do.
Not that old
yet. Who were not going to do the Nashville thing and who went to Texas and became the Outlaws, Willie and Waylon and everybody.
Well, and they have their own sound. They have their own... You know,
voice. They weren't going to adhere to it. You know, what people don't realize is Mutt Lange had a certain production group, and they played on all the hits. So I don't care who your band was. If you got a hit in Nashville and you're coming out of Nashville, we're going to have these guys back you up, at least on the song, at least on the record.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we have about 2 minutes left in this segment here. We're going to come back and let you – do you have a short song you want to play for us going to break here, or you want to wait and come back in the next segment and we'll sing something?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it's kind of interesting, too, that these days – did the Applebee's commercial – did that start the rap in country music, for heaven's sakes? Because it's almost these days. I don't listen to a lot of current radio, period, but I do hear some every current country every now and then. There's a lot of rap going on in country music.
There's a lot of
country
overlap.
Country rap, yeah.
There's a lot of overlap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Did that start with that damn Applebee's commercial, for heaven's sake?
It could have. I don't know.
You know, when they were talking about, oh, whatever, I don't know. All right. Can you tell we're Applebee's people, too?
I can tell.
Yeah, yeah. All right. You perform all over. If somebody wants to get in touch with you and hire you to come out and play, you do that all the time?
I do.
How do they do that?
So I would contact either you can go on my website. It's jenniferalvarado.com. Or my email is jmapromotionsbookings@gmail.com.
Very good. Hard to do everything yourself?
It can get overwhelming. And sometimes you just, like, you wish that there was, like, a team around you that could just, like, you could hand things off to. And I do have some people that I hand things off to at times. But, yeah, I mean, because you're trying to maintain all this stuff. And
a lot.
There is, and you don't think about it. You think that, I mean, I think most people think you go up and you play some songs and then you go home. And it's like, no, there's a whole heck of a lot of stuff that goes into that.
You betcha. You betcha. If it were easy, everybody would be doing this.
This is true.
You know that. We'll take a little break and come back. You're listening to live radio from Hickory, North Carolina. This is Chuck Boozer. We're on WHKY. It's 1290 AM, 102.3 FM. We stream at WHKY.com. We have Jennifer Alvarado in the studio with us. She is a Hickory native country music artist. Excuse me. And we'll excuse me. We'll take a little break and come back. She's going to play a song for us. Do you know what you're going to play for us in a few minutes?
I do. I'm going to play My Daddy Doesn't Like You.
Oh, you're going to play that for us?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Then you can introduce Paris.
Very nice. Very nice. Oh, I love it. That's all coming back here. Stay with us. Okay. About 53 degrees. We'll take a little break and come right back. This is WHKY. All right, and we come back this morning with Jennifer Alvarado, and you're going to sing for us at this point. This is called
My Daddy Doesn't Like You.
So here we go. This is the live version of it. Here we go on WHKY. Here we go, girl.
I'm in love. You're a rebel and I just can't get enough. I like gold, but my parents think you're tough. Well, you're quiet, they don't trust the two of us. And my daddy doesn't like you. He thinks that you're bad news, he's never seen me. I can like how to do with you. His little girl's head over heels for a boy with tattoos. My daddy doesn't like you. I do. All these years I thought that things could change. But he still can't stand it when I say your name. Cause you took away his little girl, the shame. And you're the devil with that beard and a ring. And my daddy doesn't like you. He thinks that you're bad news, he's never seen me. I could like I do with you. Cause his little girl's head over heels for a boy with tattoos. My daddy doesn't like you. doesn't like you. He thinks that you're bad news. He's never seen me act like I do with you. 'Cause his little girl's head over heels for a boy with tattoos. My daddy doesn't like you. I think that I'm in love. Well, you're a rebel and I just can't get enough.
Nice, nice. My daddy doesn't like you. That's Jennifer Alvarado. This is WHKY, 1290 AM, 102.3 FM, streaming at WHKY.com. She's a country music artist, plays all around the area, Hickory native. So how does hubby like the song?
Oh, he likes it.
Does he?
Yeah, he likes it. He finds it funny.
How does dad like the song?
I don't know that he's heard it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was my question, yeah.
I didn't send it and say, here.
Yeah, by the way, I wrote a song about our life.
I don't have a clue if he's even heard it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he proud of you, of what you're doing?
Which one?
Your dad.
Okay. I don't know that he fully understands what I'm doing, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Music has always kind of been like, you can do it as a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a real career.
It's my story. I mean, radio was never a big thing in my house. Dad wanted me to be a businessman and stuff like that. And here I am, 70, and still doing this.
I think that he is proud that, you know, possibly I'm living out my dreams.
Sure.
I hope so. And I think that he's proud of some things. But, yeah, it's not normal. It's not a normal career. So I don't, you know.
I can tell you this, that I'm always seeking approval still at this age from my father. Mm-hmm. I want him to say I'm proud of you. That's all. And, you know, I think that's a common thing with many of us human beings and stuff like that. Are we going to do our oldie of the day? I didn't realize this is the thing. So we better play this now, hadn't we? I mean, we got to get going right now. You want to tell us about this real quick? We got about 10 seconds.
Yeah, so this single came out on Friday. It's called Paris.
Okay.
And, the long and short of it, it's about love, and sometimes you are disappointed in love, so... we went to see Paris, Tennessee, and the Eiffel Tower in Paris, Tennessee. And
I know where Paris, Tennessee is.
Okay, good. Well, you know downtown they have an Eiffel Tower.
Yep.
It's 60 feet tall.
Yep.
I kind of got confused with 1,000 feet, and I was left a little underwhelmed and disappointed.
Okay.
So that's why I wrote this song.
And this is a future oldie. Here's our oldie of the day from WHKY. This is called Paris. Here's Jennifer Alvarado on WHKY.
You can see the Eiffel Tower in a park downtown. Pick up a postcard about it, and with a stamp sent around, the whole wide world knows the bitter truth. There's no saving grace when it comes to me and Tennessee. It's where you left me, wondering why love didn't seem to love me. All that's left of you is that color blue. Your eyes were like the sky so bright above me. Now I'm standing here thinking there's nothing left to see but this broken heart, this broken heart. We'll be right back.
It's WHKY, 1290 AM, 102.3 FM, streaming at WHKY.com. Jennifer Alvarado, that's called Paris. That's kind of nice. We're going to run out of time here. Good luck to you. If somebody wants to get in touch with you and book you to do something, where would they do? How would they get in touch with you?
Look up JenniferAlvarado.com. My socials are all at Jennifer Alvarado Music, so any of that. Or you can email me.
You do parties and bars and parties and gatherings or whatever?
If you need music, call me. We'll talk it through. We'll see what I can do.
Keep it up. You're a real talent, girl.
Thank you.
I'm glad you came by today. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me back.
Tell your daddy and your hubby we said hey. Okay? All right.
Yes, I will.